Okay, so we're all the way in the bottom of Sanachem Beis. Yeah, is that right? From the Tashma, so that's the bottom. Okay, so the Gemara is the following. Tashma. Konam yayin she'ini to'im hashana, nis'abra hashana, asar ba'u bi'ibura. So a person says they're going to take a konam that they're not going to taste wine hashana, this year, right? And then what happens? During that year, right, the way it used to be was that they wouldn't actually know there was a Shana Mubaris, there's going to be a leap year. They would actually, Bezdin would decide in the middle of the year, hey, you know what, let's now make two Adars, make it into a Shana Mubaris. Ah, so now all of a sudden, Nisabra Shana, now it became a Shana Mubaris. So you would be forbidden from wine, that person made that, who took that Konam, so you'd be forbidden, Ba'ubi Ibura, right, for the whole year, and for the extra month. That also be part of the nether. So heichidami. So just make sure we're clear. Just a reminder. We were talking before about the question. We had talked already before. You know, if a person says hayom, right? It's just for today. If it's yom echad, it's for 24 hours. Right? Hayom is just until it gets dark tonight, right? If it's yom echad, then 24 hours. What happens if you just say yom, right? We couldn't find an answer yet. We tried to get an answer from our mission, we couldn't get an answer. So now we're trying again. So this brisa here is gonna maybe help us, maybe not help us. We'll see. But the bottom line is, the person said hashana, and the year becomes now miuberes. So asabar biibur. So hey chadam, what's the case? So ile mikatani. If it's what we just said, right? That is, the person said hashana, and it becomes a shana miuberes, and that includes the whole year, all 13 months. So lam really the memra. What's the chiddush? Of course, it's obvious. He said that year. So alav the amr shana. So it must be. He didn't say ha shana. You said shana, right? And alma shana ki ha shana dami v'yom nami ki ha yom dinai. Right. So maybe the chiddush is that you didn't say ha shana. You just said shana. And the chiddush is that even though you just said shana, shana counted like ha shana. And now and this halacha, which would have been obvious, of course, this year includes the whole year, including the shana, the extra month, is that which that wouldn't have been a chiddush. Instead, the chiddush is that shana is like hashana, in which case, maybe we can learn that yom is like hayom. Okay, so Gemara says, no, lo, the olam, the amar hashana. No, the case is that he actually said hashana. So if that's true, then why tell me it's so obvious? No, ma, the same, what might you have thought? Halach acharov hashanim. I said hashana, and I mean like most years when there's 12 months. Right, v'lo isbu ibar, and maybe that refers to a year when there isn't a shana mubaris. Kamash malan, that no, that even when you say, you know, hashana, and it becomes a shana mubaris, that will include even all 13 months. Fine. So, but in which case, in terms of our conversation, there's no nothing to learn from here in terms of understanding what the language of yom would be. So take a look at the Rambam for 1 second. He writes. We don't do that. Fine. And then he writes, well, in halacha, right? This question of, you just said yom, you didn't say hayom or yom or yom echad, you just said yom. So what do we do? We don't know. There's no answer to that question, right? It's a question that's not answered. So naktid lachomer, you have to be machmir. The yom ki yom echadami va'asr me'islay. So if a person just says yom, so yom will be treated like, not hayom, which would be shorter, it's treated like the longer one, which is yom echad, which would be a full 24 hours after it's said. So fine. Okay, so we conclude that conversation without a conclusion, but there is a conclusion in the sense that we know what to do, that we treat it like yom echad. Okay. Ibailu, Kumar asked the question. Amar yayin she'eni toim yovel. Mai. Shnas chamishim kilifnei chamishim or kilacha chamishim. Okay, so how do we understand when a person says, I'm not going to drink yayin, I won't taste any wine until the yovel or for the yovel, etc. So how do we look at the 50th year, right? We've talked about before in this Mishnah how like Shabbos is connected to the week before, right? And things like that. So how do you view yovel, right? So just make sure you understand, right? Yovel, you have 7 Shemitah cycles. Years 1 through 6 are regular. Year 7 is Shemitah. Then you go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 is a Shemitah. Good. Over and over again. 7 times, right? That 7th time you hit Shemitah, year 49 is a Shemitah year. And then year 50, which is Yovel, is like another Shemitah year, right? So the question, and then presumably, well, we'll see if it's right or not, you then start the next round with year one, right? That's what we're presuming. So if that's true, the question is, what is the 50th year? Is the 50th year part of part of the years 1 through 49? Or is the 50th year somehow part of the next year? Right? How do we view that? Like, I suppose, like Rosh Chodesh, we said before, right? Rosh Chodesh is part of the next cycle. So how does that work? So Tashma, Desanya. So we have a brisa which says the following: Plukta Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbanan. You have machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So we say in the pasuk that you should make the 50th year kadosh, right? Shnas hachamishim atamona, evi atamona shnas hachamishim va'achas. Okay, you count year 50, but you don't count something as year 51. Okay, mikan amru yovel ein ha'ola leminyan shavua. Right, so you see from here that yovel is not considered part of the count of the 7-year cycle. So what does that mean? It's not part of the 7-year cycle. Take a look at the Ran. V'losh nas chamishim ve'achas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like 6 lines up in the skinny lines. V'losh nas chamishim ve'achas. She'ein shnas chamishim nimnis le'inyin shmita. Ad she'tehe nimnis b'shnas chamishim shal yovel. She'avar. With a shana achas shal shmita sha'achar oso yovel. Right, so the 50th year Right, because basically the question is like this: do you say that that year 50 is like you count 7 cents as 49, right? Now you have 50, and then what do you do after that? Is after 51, or is that after 52, right? Right? Is the 50th year like, oh, that's one of the next cycle, or like somehow like the cycle stops, and there's a pause for a year? That's 50, and then we start one, right? So the way the Ran is saying it, she'ein shnas chamishim nimnes le'inyan shmita, ad she'tehe nimnes b'shnas chamishim shal yovel. Right, it's counted as year 50 of the yovel. She'avar l'shana achas shel shmita she'achos. And it's not counted also, right? It's not counted also as year 1 of the next yovel. In theory, it can't be counted for both, right? It's only counted as 50, and then one starts after that, right? Look at the way the Mefarish says it, right? It's like 6 lines down in the skinny lines. Shelo tassel limnos zayin shanim shal shmita haba b'shnas hayovel atma. You don't count the next seven years beginning from the year of Yovel, right? Shelo tehe mona achas l'shnas nun u l'shana haba acharea shnas nun aleph shnia el l'shnas chamishim v'achas tehe mona achas b'shnas nun atzma nimnes l'yovel. Right, meaning that 51 right will be one. And nun and year 50 is its own year, right? She'aver she'ein ola leminyan shavua habak. Fine, it's good. So let's go back to our Gemara, right? So basically, the machlokes between Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? Because shnas chamishim shnas chamishim atamona v'i atamona shnas chamishim ve'achas. Mikan amru yovel ein ola leminyan shavua. So you see that yovel, presume this is the Rabbanan, that you don't count year 50 as year 1 of the new cycle. It's 50, and then the next year is called 1. If Yehuda Omer, Yovel Ola Minyan Shavua. Yehuda says, no, what do you mean? Year 50 is also year 1 of the next cycle. Fine. We don't have some pause. Fine. So if that's true, so Amr Lo, the Rebbe Yehuda says to Rebbe Yehuda, Harehu Omer, Shei Shanim Tizra Sadecha, Ve'ein Kan Ela Chamesh. Right? The Pasuk says, you have 6 years of planting your field, and then the 7th year of Shemitah. Well, if year 50 is considered year 1, and in year 50, it's treated like another Shemitah year, so you're not going to have it, right? Then you're going to have a year of Shemitah, then a year of Yovel, right? Which is Shemitah again, right? And then only 5 years of working in the field, and then Shemitah again. That's not supposed to have. You're supposed to have 6 of 1. Okay, so Amar Lahem. So that's an attack on Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so they respond, but wait a second. So Amar Lahem, if that's true, according to you, what about the following? Harehu Omer. And this is actually a point being made to both sides, but it's gonna help the conversation. So he says the following: Harehu Omer v'asisa hatfuah l'shalosh hashanim. Right. One of the concepts of Shemitah, right, is that during year 7, you can't work the field. Right. So if you can't work the field in year 7, so first of all, you can't harvest and you can't plan for the next year. So what does that mean? So when year 8 comes, you're also going to be in trouble because you didn't plant during year 7. So the pasuk says, okay, so don't worry. Basically, the Torah promises a nes, right? And that is that there'll be enough produce in year 6 to cover year 6, 7, and 8, right? And that's v'asisa hatfuah l'shalosh hashanim. You're basically going to have years 6, 7, 8 all taken care of, right? Harei kan arba, right? But what's going to happen over here, right? If during Yovel, what's going to happen? So year 6, fine, I understand. You have a regular year 6. And then 7 is Shemitah. And then 8 is also Shemitah. So now, how many years do you need covered? 6, 7, 8, and 9. Really, that during that time, when Yovel shows up and it's a back-to-back Shemitah, so you're going to actually have to have enough tevuah for 4 years, right? That's not what the pasuk says, right? The pasuk just says v'asisa tevuah l'shalosh hashanim, and this is not a kasha only on one side or the other. This is just a truth, but it's one way that Yovel is unique, right? And it seems to break the mold of how Shemitah is described in the Torah, right? So ela ikal ukma b'shar shnei shavuah. So meaning, if you're going to ask me, but wait a second, Yovel seems to break the rules, right? I thought that I only have to have enough. You know, if I keep Shemitah correctly, then year 6, I'll have enough for 6, 7, and 8. Wait a minute, but by Shemitah, it's not by Yovel, that won't be true anymore. Now it's year 6 has to cover 6, 7, 8, and 9. That can't be. And what's the answer? And just, I know, but that's, the pasuk isn't referring to the Yovel scenario, it's referring to the usual scenario, right? Because that must be, because that's what happens, and yet the pasuk doesn't say it that way, right? So clearly the pasuk is referring to the normal years of the cycle.
They have a year as... that was Rabbi Yehuda's response. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's response to Rabbanan, and
right.
Then Rabbi Yehuda's. It's like first the Kasha's. The Rabbanan's asking Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda, and then do you do with that pasuk?
Wait, what Yehuda's saying is here you see another example of a pasuk that clearly we're not meaning. This is everybody's going to agree is only going to be taken to be understood as referencing the normal scenario.
Right.
And if that's true, right, let's finish the line. So if that's true. So ela ikal ukma b'shar shnei shavua. So dilinami ikal ukma b'shar shnei shavua. Right. So Yehuda's response is like, okay. So what did you just see? You just see that the psukim. What was your kasha on me? Right. I said let's make year 50 part year 1 of the next cycle. Whoa, Yehuda, that can't be. So if that was true, the pasuk says 6 years and then Shemitah. Right. He says, well, wait. Let's everyone calm down. Right. Even for you guys. Right, meaning for all of us, but even for you guys, when the pasuk says you're gonna have enough tua for 6, 7, and 8, that's also a problem. What about when there's Yovel? That's 6, 7, 8, 9. So Elamai, what's the pshat? The answer is the pesukim are talking about the usual cases of Shemitah. And yes, the cases of Yovel will be unique and will be different. So the fact that now it's gonna show up and it'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, that doesn't bother you, right? It's an issue for you too, but you leave it alone because you say, that's talking about the usual cycle. So same thing. So you're gonna ask me Akasha, that means it has to be 6 years and then Shemitah? I don't know. Maybe usually it's 6 years and then Shemitah, but after Yovel, it's 5 years and then Shemitah. So there's no, your attack on me from the pasuk doesn't really, isn't a problem.
Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it's one of the set, Yovel is just one of the set regular 7 years.
Correct.
So therefore, what's the kasha then? If it's still normal according to Rabbi Yehuda.
No, but the kasha on him is that Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me that year 50 is year 1,
right?
Year 50 is also a Shemitah year,
right?
So in during that year, you can't work the field, so the 6 years isn't gonna work, right? So take a look. Look at the. Let's just see how they both talk about it. Let's see. Just look at the way the Mefarish says it, because he makes this point about it, that this Pirchas of Divrei Hakol. So he says, "Amar lahel Divreichem Harehu Omer Ve'asis Es Hatzvua L'Shalosh Shanim Shana Shishes." See where I am in the Mefarish? Shana Shishes V'Shana Shvius U'Shminis. Right? I could see Rasa. Right? 6, 7, and 8. Vi Amras De'Ein Yovel Ola Leminyan Shavua. Right? If you tell me Yovel doesn't work, for it doesn't count as part of that, you know, those first 7 years, harekan arbash on him. Right? This is where the Bach changes a little bit. He says, you know, that Dalet, he says a little differently, which makes sense. Fine. Anyways, the point being, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have, you know, 4 years. Right, in this kasha is according to everybody, right? In the sense that the Rabbi Yehuda nami ikal mifrach, and he would also be bothered by this problem, right? Daf agav de amar yovel ol leminyan nikomakam aser hu bezria v'hava nami arbashan. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda has to agree that this is a problem for all of us. Right, for all of us, this is a problem. That's the point, right? So el divrei kol lekalukmi lahaikra el bishar shnei shavua. Right, so el amai, what are you going to say? Everyone agrees that you have to look at this psukim as referring as to a usual year, right? B'sheish shmitos v'lo b'shmita shavius shel yova, and it's not referring to the seventh cycle of shmita, which ends up with yova, right? V'lo kasha klal lo ledidiv lo l'rabbanon ledidinami dipir chazi sheish shanim mukmin alei lekra b'shar shnei shavua. And I'll say the same thing, that the other possibly says 6 years and then a seventh. That's in a normal year, right? B'shar shmitim v'lo b'shmita rishona asmuch al yova. Fine. So it basically says the same point that we just said. Fine.
This is not a theoretical question. This is a practical disagreement they're having. How did they actually do shmita then?
Yeah, good question. So, it's a good point. So, because our question is, how do you count?
Right.
So presumably, the answer is like the Rabbanan, I would imagine. Because the Rabbanan say that the 50th year is not included, right? That's the Rabbanan say. Right, it's year 50 and then year 1, right?
It was an extra year of Shemitah. So you had year 49, Shemitah year, the 7th.
Then year 50 is Shemitah again,
right.
Yovel, and then you start 1.
Right, so the question is, did people actually do 6 after that? Or did they
I don't know. What you're really saying, Adam, is like, why are you having a machlokas about this?
Right.
Well, they're having machlokas about it.
It's more than that. That's what the Gemara said. It said not only was it a question there, but then it said it's actually it's a machlokas among Tanaim when it was two levels, right? Because that was Gemara's point.
Okay.
Right. It traced it back even further to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Because first it started at the Amora level, right?
Well, the Amora level was a question of. You know, it was a question of the nether. Right, the Amora Shaila was, what do I do from a nether perspective? How do I include Yovel? I'm glad you asked, because I never bring us back to where we started. Right? I mean, the actual question emanates from the question of a person takes a nether and says, you know, until Yovel or whatever. Right? So is Yovel part of the year before or is it part of the new year? Right? And what's the answer? That's Machal Kuzer Yehuda and the Chachamim. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda would say, Yovel is part of the new year, right? It's the year 1. Also, it's 50 and year 1. So clearly, it's part of the new year. If you're the Rabbanan, then clearly, it's still part of the year before the original, right? The 49, 50. 50 is the last year, last day of the year. So in terms of that, the question of our question of what happens by the nether piece, so the answer, L'chorad, is it depends on this machlokas, right? And have we passed in this machlokas about how we view Yovel in terms of, is it year 1 or is it just year 50? Or year 50 and year 1, right? Or just year 50? So that will have ramifications for the nether question, right? And presumably, generally, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim would pass not the Chachamim. By the way, you have a gimel there. Yovel, Eino, Ola, Lemin, and Shavua, right? The Rambam, that takes us to the Rambam. You don't have this in Shulchan Aruch, I guess. Not gimel? Yeah, it doesn't have it there. Presumably the answer would be that we pass on Chachamim in this realm. In which case, we would also pass on Chachamim in terms of how you do the Shavua question, right? Presumably. The Gemara didn't actually come to a conclusion. Right? All it said was, you attack Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi says, yeah, not so fast. Pushed back, and we dropped it.
Right.
So we didn't come to surprisingly. So we didn't come to a conclusion there. But the point being, presumably, when you have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we're going to pass on the chum, you know, yachav rab malach karab, unless we have some other, you know, someone telling us something different. So presume you're passing like the chachamim. I don't know, but you're right, it's a good question. Like, why don't they just ask the question, like, what would they do? What were they doing then? By this point, they weren't doing it anymore, right? So it's a good question. And I don't know what, you know, in Eretz Yisrael now, how they count, how they deal with the count of Yovel. I'm not sure what they do. You should find out.
There's a note here.
What do you got?
Well, it's saying from Rambam that it's the 51st year. Sorry.
50 and then one.
Outside of the 50.
It's 50.
So it's 50 and then one. Start.
Right, that he quotes the Rambam there. Yeah, correct. The Rambam says that.
Two different Rambam notes from two different sources.
Yes, No, because that's the Rambam that's quoted in the Mishpat, correct.
Yeah.
That we pass on like the Chachamim. So, and I would assume that's what we do. That's what people do. But, you know, but you're right. It does raise the question, like, well, I don't know what they do. And maybe they didn't know. I don't know, maybe that's why they didn't know. But okay, fine. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. 2 minutes.